I'm thinking two things. One, David Icke's main vision was him being remembered in like 100 years. So I'm saying there's a good chance the good guys win. Because otherwise that wouldn't even be, that wouldn't be a thing. You know what I'm saying? So I'm saying that we're good. Overall, it's just a matter of, I would love like 2 years to go by and this just be like a blip in history. I just don't think, unless like, I don't know, maybe just like the news happens and then like, hopefully it'd be like two or three good guy moves and then nobody has to worry. Just how much trust do we have in the justice system and how well planned of an attack was it? How will the American people what's the confidence level in the intelligence of America? I don't know, man. Can't have ACTs and SATs anymore. Like, I care. I'm just saying. In terms of just being funny. To be honest, I know what to say. Because I kind of know what to do at this point. It's just a matter of, like, the other thing would be, I think I'm going to go to Austin. The only thing is, like, whether I stay the full 2 months or I just go there now. I don't know. I'll probably wait. Like, I don't see him rolling out the vaccine that quickly, especially with what's going on. The contact tracing and just the way the Governor Newsom is kind of going against the Constitution so blatantly, and how just retarded and like how he would still control the police in terms of like even trying to get out of the state, because I just don't want to be involved like in anything to do with like the virus. Like, I even got like, again, like I assume like I'm gonna get advanced knowledge in terms of like when I gotta get out, whether it's just through like regular places or like through something. And just like, it is what it is. Like, I've told everybody that I know, and then now it doesn't really matter. So it's just kind of like, you got to think, if people can have Vietnam going on and they just be oblivious to it, or I don't know, I don't really hear those stories much about World War II. I guess that's so long ago, and I don't know. I think we're also attacked by, like, in Hawaii, and it was just a war. I think Vietnam, to be honest, could have been. I'm sure. Here's the thing. Do I think, it really depends. I would say that whether we know it or not, well, because it depends, like, why. It's interesting. It's a fact. The key issue here, and how I think the most active measure we have to take, while it just being a simple measure, would be, I think strategically we have to disassociate with Israel, in the sense that we can't, if Israel is anybody backs the mark of the beast is immediately against you. So that's the WHO, obviously, that's borderline the FDA, I think, to be honest, Twitter, Google, Facebook, most of the people that work there are just like liberals. Like, they're smart and they, in their own ways, it just like, I don't know the levels of pride, and I don't know, to be honest, like, it's just like, they're doing cool stuff. I don't know, I would like to see again, here's the thing, for these people to not be evil, all they gotta do is stop the evil actions they're taking. So, like, Gates just, like, if people don't want a vaccine, and he doesn't give them a vaccine, and he's like, okay, and at least in America, as long as America doesn't get vaccines, he should be investigated, and then the truth will come out either way. You know what I'm saying? And if, like, they're true, like, if we have a legitimate, that's the thing, like, I think going into InfoWars, if InfoWars isn't, like, one of the only, that's the whole thing why it's the Alamo, it's, like, if InfoWars isn't one of the main media sources in, like, 5 years, then we might not have freedom anymore. And I don't think people realize what that is because they... I'm not going to speculate on 300 million people. I just know... We'll see what happens, to be honest. Like, if I go there with t-shirt designs, I have immediate value at the beginning, and then whether or not, if it's meant to be, it'll be type of thing in the same scenario. I don't know if I should call in, or we'll see what happens. I would say, I'm going to call Chick-fil-A corporate tomorrow. I think I got a good idea for how to market penetrate San Francisco. And I think it'd be a good move. They just run it as, like, the peace offering is to get a SF location, which is huge value. And, like, people love Chick-fil-A, the food itself, just the ideological differences, which are preventing the otherwise very fruitful marriage. So I think the Olive Branch compromise would be either Sunday they open and only serve homeless people for free, or just because, like, that's a big thing in San Francisco, and that's also, like, a Christian, like, act. And it's not like, in terms of the revenue lost and versus, like, the goodwill cost-benefit analysis, it would be such a smart move. And it's not, it's like their brand is, like, if they could do that, then it's, like, even, like, you know what I'm saying? Even if, like, you couldn't really, like, that's the thing. If we help the people, then you can't, if you're eager, they can't really do anything. Because it's just, like, you know what I'm saying? And it's just, like, if you're just, like, not willing to... If you're not willing to kill, but you're willing to die, then you're invincible. And then that's essentially what salvation is once you realize. I think in terms of, like, I haven't been saved for that long, so I'm not going to be, like, an expert on it. I just think in terms of, you kind of just get to a point over, like, with general maturity and just progression through experience in life. It's just not everybody does in terms of, like, you can go to college and be stupid. Like, it's like Elon Musk. Like, it's just obvious. Like, you know what I'm saying? And it's... The thing is, we look at it, and it's like, the people who are on these social media platforms, like, me included, aren't necessarily... Nobody's really working out because the whole COVID thing. It's just like, I don't know. It depends. It really depends. I'm just amazed at, like, the information David Icke puts out, and just, like, the overall, like, I guess that makes sense. I guess nobody really knows what's going on. Yeah. It's all classified. You wouldn't know. Yes and no. To be honest, like, the one thing that might be a little disappointing is the guy said the movie was going to be called Hitman. So I don't know if that's actually going to be a thing. And, like, if it's, like, between... Unless there's, like, major action probably before the end of July. Or, like... Yeah. Unless there's major action before the end of July, I'm probably going to just go down to Austin because they're just not worth the risk at all. And my contribution to acting is more the NBA Space Jam idea. Like, I don't need to be an actor in that sense. Like you know what I'm saying? I don't need to be, like, theatrical. I do have some good ideas, though. In terms of even the script for that movie, I think it'd be hilarious to, like... I don't know, we'll see what happens.